is to make.
The only way that anybody can think that Palestinians resisting settler colonialism, which means settlers coming to the land that they currently live on and have been living on for thousands of years, and the fact that people can frame indigenous people, native people, resisting and fighting back when European settlers from Poland and Germany, Ashkenazi Jews, and yes, there were Palestinian Jews, but the majority of the people who were at the forefront of the Zionist settler colonial project were white Ashkenazi Jews from Europe. The fact that anyone could frame native resistance to settlers as having anything to do with the fact that these settlers are Jewish is absurd. Obviously, it doesn't matter who the ethnicity of the population who showed up to steal your home, there would obviously be resistance to that person, regardless of whether they were Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, black, brown, white. It doesn't matter. In no scenario does a settler population get to show up in the Nakba, depopulate 5,000 villages, and literally steal someone else's home and land. And obviously, if a settler population shows up, if someone showed up to my home right now and said, Shlomo, it's not your home, it's my home, I obviously would fight back. And I don't care who those people are. Native resistance is obvious. It's obvious. It has nothing to do with Judaism. It has to do with the fact that, unfortunately, the people that I grew up with and the people that I love and care about are upholding settler colonialism and genocide. And obviously, resisting those things has nothing to do with the fact that that population is Jewish. It has to do with the fact that that population has literally arrived and expelled 750,000 people, killed 15,000 of them, and depopulated over 500 villages. And not just depopulated, also dismantled. And if you think this is controversial, like, even Vladimir Jabotinsky, who was the early founder of revisionist Zionism, he literally, on the record, says, every native resists colonization. And he says, if we want to be serious about colonization, colonization of Palestine will stand by armed force and armed force alone. He's like, I'm not interested in speaking Hebrew. I'm just interested in force. Jabotinsky knew that obviously native folks resist. And you could, I'll link this, but he pretty much says, like, every native population resists colonization throughout history. That's just obvious. And we as Jews understand that. We understand in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. We understand it in Hanukkah. We understand in the Bar Kokhba Revolt. Even you could understand it from within Zionism itself as Lehi and the freaking Irgun blew up British infrastructure. So this notion that, like, Palestinians are anti-Semitic for resisting the people that showed up and took their homes is absurd. And in fact, almost every single Palestinian I speak to says, Shlomo, you know, we need to have compassion for these Zionists. It's really a shame how Judaism took over their religion. And my mom always told me, growing up in Palestine, that the Jewish were our brothers and sisters. When they came, we welcomed them into our homes. And these is not a fight with the Jewish. There were Palestinian Jews. And there will be Palestinian Jews, inshallah, after Palestine is free. This is an issue with the Zionists. Obviously, Zionism is an ideology of white supremacy and settler colonialism. In no scenario does anyone get to just show up, take someone else's home, kick them off their land, put them in concentration camps, strip them of their rights, and kill them. And no one gets to do that and expect the native people to just be like, yeah, that's cool. Honestly, it's chill. You understand that Palestinians, a lot of them still have the keys to their home? There's literally a book. You can read this book. It's called The Colonizing Self on Home and Homelessness in Israel-Palestine by Hagar Kotev. She literally talks about what it's like for settlers to live in the ruins and in the physical homes of the people, of the native people who are 2 miles behind walls in an apartheid system with no rights. And what that does to the psyche of someone who is living in the home that they stole from someone else. So this notion that Palestinian resistance has anything to do with Judaism, it's so dumb. Obviously, there would be resistance to any other person. And by the way, one of the Zionist plans was to have a state in Uganda. You think if Zionists just showed up to Uganda, kicked out the native population, and established a settler colonial state in Africa, you think that that resistance would be anti-Semitic? Obviously, they would be fighting back against the people who kicked them off their land and created an ethno-state in the historical territories of where the native population has been living. So it's just like, it's so unserious. And it's such a function of Jewish victimhood. And it also, it doesn't even make sense, because as someone who's a Jewish person and wants Jews to stop sacrificing their own children through Zionism and to actually unlearn white supremacy, even when I was a Zionist, like, I would want to understand what is going on so that I could solve it and envision pathways forward. And you can't understand what's going on if you take such an absurd position of victimhood, which says that Palestinians are the same as Nazis in Europe, when anti-Semitism is a specific phenomenon that is European in its essence. The way that anti-Semitism is borne out is that under feudal Europe, you have the lords and then you have the peasants. And what they did is they took the Jews and created a vulnerable buffer group, and they made the Jews the tax collectors. So Jews had a provisional status that was between lord and peasant. And the way that this functioned is Jews had conditional access to empire. And then when the peasants wanted to revolt against the lords, what they did is they attacked the Jews. Because they, the peasants, viewed the Jews as representing the ruling class. And the ruling class represented the Jews, saw the Jews as representing a vulnerable buffer group, so that there would be someone to attack when the peasants revolted. And when the peasants revolted and attacked the Jews, they never made it to the ruling class because they thought that the Jews were the ruling class. So that's a very European phenomenon. But you know what's not a European, what is also a European phenomenon, but not a European phenomenon at the same time? Settler colonialism, and colonialism is a European phenomenon. And anti-Semitism is a European phenomenon, and Palestinian resistance is not European. Actually, Palestinian resistance is anti-colonial resistance. And that is obvious and natural and basic. So, just begging people to, like, use your brain a little bit and understand that even the early Zionist founders understood that it is completely natural and justified for indigenous people to fight back when a foreign population comes and steals their homes. That has nothing to do with those people being Jewish. It has to do with the fact that those people are settlers and are committing genocide. The only way that anybody can think